Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is your host, Roberto Blake, helping you create something awesome today. So today on the show, we're going to talk about something interesting. We're going to talk about whether following your dreams is bad advice, whether following your dreams, following your passion is really bad advice. I have an interesting perspective on this because I don't think that it's the issue of people doing what they love that's a problem, or people encouraging that. Obviously, I encourage that. I feel that the phrase follow your dreams or follow your passion is kind of a lazy phrase sometimes that we use, and then it ends up being a discouraging thing later, because how do you do that? Like, how do you follow the dream? If you wanted to be a world famous photographer, how do you follow that dream? What does following that dream even mean? Because a dream isn't something you can follow, is it? It's something that you obtain. But we'll get into that more on the show. First of all, I want to acknowledge our awesome creator of the day. And our awesome creator of the day is Crystal Joy. Crystal Joy is a YouTube animator and vlogger. I actually found out about her through my good friend Amy Schmittauer. Be sure to check her out on YouTube. Also, go ahead and hit her up on Twitter. I'll link those in the show notes and let her know that she was awesome creator of the day, and show her channel just a little bit of love. It's kind of rough out there for YouTube animators. I'm going to actually do an episode at some point that's dedicated to giving them advice, but let's go ahead and jump into the rest of the show. And it's just interesting that I brought up Crystal and her being an animator, because when I was a kid, my dream was to be an animator and a cartoonist. I thought I was going to work for Disney or Marvel. And following that dream wasn't the easiest thing in the world. And ultimately, I ended up realizing that the thing that I thought was my dream because drawing and artwork and storytelling was my passion. And I thought that the only way to obtain that dream was to work full-time as an animator or as a comic book artist. And ultimately, that ended up causing me a lot of depression and anxiety and a lot of things, because you have to remember, I'm 33, so this is back, I wanted to do this at roughly like 13, 15, 16. This was like 20 years ago. Think about the state of the world 20 years ago. Think about the limitations of technology 20 years ago. Think about the access to hardware and software 20 years ago for people in the middle class. It's non-existent, right? So what it was we didn't have open source software back then. The software to do animation was very limited and it was expensive. And on top of that, there was very little in the way of mentorship or training that you could do that was accessible. So to figure out how to be a cartoonist and animator, I had to read a lot of books. I had to look at documentaries and things that Disney was putting out there. And I had to try to find anyone I could who would give me information about this. And mostly people were just discouraging and telling me how impossible it was. But there was no one to actually give me a practical path or method or strategy to follow and say, hey, these are the 10 or 12 things, and they're really challenging, but these are the 10 or 12 things you need to do if your goal is to be an animator. This is what a portfolio looks like for an animator. These are the schools you have to go to if you want to become an animator, or at least these are the types of classes you would have to take. This is what you can do as far as these are entry level companies, because you can't just start out at Disney or Marvel. Here are the companies that you would have to work at and then work your way up. And so, like, no, there was no one to give me that outline, right? There was no one to give me a blueprint for building a career that would allow me to fulfill my dream. And so that's where I think the problem is that it's not enough to say follow your dream or follow your passion, because you can't follow a dream or follow your passion. Those things are things that drive you. Those things are a goal that you're trying to attain. What you have to follow is a practical path or a blueprint to attain that goal, to attain that dream. And I think that that's where, again, lazy language, I think, kills dreams. I think beyond people being discouraging, I think that one of the number one dream killers is lazy language, because I think the way that you communicate things is so very important. And it's why I stress that in this show and on the YouTube channel and in the articles I write. I try to really think about read, watch, listen, and look, and then also how I communicate when people read, watch, listen, or look. And it's because I think that there's a responsibility in how you communicate. I think that if you're going to encourage people to pursue their passion projects and their dreams, that you also are then somewhat responsible for enabling them to do that in a way that has a real shot of producing and yielding a result that will matter and will be satisfying for them. And so when I talk to you guys and I tell you guys, create something awesome today, I get pretty specific a lot of the times. I will say things like, all right, produce work that can lead to the outcome that you want. Produce work that will get you hired, or produce work that you can leverage and that you can either monetize or that you can sell, etc., or that will get the attention of someone who will buy from you or hire you. So I tell people to be intentional about what they create. If you told me that your passion and your dream, although I really disagree with it sometimes for the way that people are phrasing it, the language issue, right? But some people tell me, hey, Roberto, my dream is to be a big YouTuber. Do you know what a lot of the communication issue is? I ask them, why do you want to be a big YouTuber? And why would people watch you? And they are hard pressed to come up with an answer for that. In fact, if you're listening to this right now and you've ever said that your goal is to be a big YouTuber, I want you to tweet at me, or I want you to comment if you're listening in SoundCloud. I want you to really tell me, why does being a big YouTuber matter to you? What do you expect that to yield for you? And again, this isn't me being critical. I mean, I want you to think about this. Why do you want 1 million followers on YouTube? Because I love the book Simon Sinek wrote called Start With Why, because I think your motives and intentions for doing something matter. A lot of people, their answers are, I really admire so-and-so, or I want to do something that I really like, and I like making videos, and I want to make a living doing that. I hate my 9-to-5 job, or whatever. And those reasons are fine, but are they a reason that when you wake up every day and you see 0 views, 0 subscribers, is that reason strong enough for you to keep going? Because Marques Brownlee, MKBHD, he did like 100 videos to get his first 78 subscribers or something like that, if I remember correctly. Okay, 100 videos to get 78 subscribers. I hear people do 6 videos, have 120 subscribers, they're not satisfied and they quit. They do 6 videos, they get 30 subscribers and they quit. Okay, so when I say things like that, that's what I mean. I see people who tell me that they want to be an artist, but they're not drawing every day. And they're not researching this and they're not doing that every day, because I ask them about it and they tell me, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I hear people tell me, Roberto, I want to be a filmmaker. It's like, are you shooting video every day? Are you shooting video every week? Are you taking like 2 weeks at a time off before you make a video? I mean, that those things all matter, because being a practitioner matters. Any of the success I have at anything I did, I'm not the most talented person, guys. There are many of you that are infinitely more talented than me, but I am more consistent, and that adds up. If you were more talented than me and you were more consistent, you would beat me at anything that I do, because I do not have the talent. I just really don't. And I'm not saying that as a modest or humble brag. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen people more talented than me every day in this community. And then I see them slack on consistency, and I get frustrated sometimes, because I'm like, you have so much potential. You can be one of the greatest of all time, but there's not something that's satisfying enough in this for you to make you do it every single day without fail, or you don't have the discipline yet, for one reason or another, to do it every single day without fail. Because again, in the theme of dream killers, I would say a lack of consistency is another dream killer. Besides lazy language, besides a lack of guidance, besides a lack of support and encouragement, because I'll get to that in a minute, a lack of consistency is a huge dream killer. There's no way I could have achieved most of what I've achieved in the last 3 or 4 years if I wasn't creating content on some platform every day. And a lot of you, you know me for the YouTube channel, but this podcast has been actually doing really successful. In the last like couple of episodes of this podcast, it's actually been for the, like, what are we up to? 25, 26 episodes now. Last 25, 26 episodes of this podcast have infinitely been more successful and have gotten and garnered more attention than the first 25 YouTube videos I did, the first 25 Instagram posts I ever did, the first 25 anything else I've ever did. And I believe, honestly, hand to God, in the next 2 years, that this podcast will be more popular than my YouTube channel if I'm more consistent on posting this podcast. I think that if I was doing this podcast 3 to 5 times a week, it would within a year be more successful probably than my YouTube channel by far, or I would be more known for my podcast than I'd be known for my YouTube channel. I 110% believe that. But consistency is so important. It's so important. And I also attribute sometimes a lack of developing your talent and developing your skills to a lack of consistency. When I wanted to become a good video editor, it's because back in the day, I used to love like making fake movie trailers and anime music videos and things like that. And it had me in Adobe Premiere every single day. When I wanted to do my photo manipulation, photo artwork stuff, and my webcomic stuff, it had me in Photoshop every single day. When I wanted to learn to build websites because I wanted to build Spider-Man and Hulk and Dragon Ball Z websites when I was a kid at 13 years old, and I taught myself HTML coding and web design, guess what? I was in Adobe Dreamweaver every day. It's every day, bro, right? little Jake Paul joke there. But that's what I'm getting at, is that consistency, or rather a lack of consistency, is a huge dream killer. Because if you have a dream but you're not being consistent in the efforts that you make to attaining that goal, attaining that dream, then how can you expect it to work out for you if you're not being consistent? Because somebody who's consistent every day is going to show up every day, and they don't have to be more talented than you. They just have to keep showing up, and that's going to really add up. It's going to matter, and it's where they're going to win, right? So one of the things that we definitely have to address as a dream killer, and I think this one is probably one of the ones that resonates with you guys the most, is, well, lack of encouragement or a lack of acknowledgement. I grew up in the 90s, but before the modern internet. And you know what that means? That means there was no subscribers, there were no likes, there were no shares, there was no acknowledgement for being an artist. Period. End of story. And you were told, don't be an artist, don't starve, you do art, you're gonna live in a cardboard box, like nobody makes it, blah, 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 into infinity. There was no support and encouragement in the 80s and 90s for artists and creative people for the most part, in any like large format way, and most of your friends and family try to talk you out of it your whole life. So when people say that they're discouraged because they're not getting likes in Instagram, or because no one's following them in Twitter, or because no one's subscribing in YouTube, and that that's the reason they're not going to be consistent, or that's the reason they're not going to work at this, and that, well, why make things if no one's going to look at them? It's like, guys, I don't share most of my photography with you guys. I share all of like 2% of the shots that I take, or 1% of the shots that I take, or a fraction of a percent of the shots that I take. And the reason I'm good at photography is because I keep taking shots, whether anyone sees them or not, whether anyone looks at them or not. They sit here and they might be hanging in a frame in my house, or they might be something that you guys don't think about because it's a photo that I use for like a thumbnail in something in YouTube, or a photo that I use to sell a stock resource or something like that. I mean, there's so many things that I do that you guys will never see that matter, that add up to my success, because it's not for you to see it. It's for me to do the work that success requires, not to get a pat on the head for it. And again, I know it's rough because being discouraged and not having support matters, but you have online communities where you can get that. You have multiple online communities where you can get support and encouragement. And again, it may not come in the form of a follower count. You know, there are people in your life who will support what you do just because of who you are, and not even necessarily on the merit of the work itself. And so what I would say about that is that I understand how much it means to have someone acknowledge you. But if it's even just one person, make that enough, because what I guarantee you is you will be happier if you focus on doing the work and you focus on the fact that the work represents an accomplishment. I did something. This didn't exist before I did it. If you focus on that and you prioritize that instead of external validation, you will keep all of your power, because the minute that your self-esteem, the minute that your drive to be successful is dependent on applause, people can screw with you. You have given them your power. You have given your power because you will now react and you will do things to be liked. You will do things to get praise. You will do things to get views. You will do things for acknowledgement and for people clapping it up for you. And you will find yourself doing things for that you don't want to do. But if you make creating the priority and you make the accomplishment of creating the priority, you keep all of your power. And if you just settle for, quote unquote, I'm saying settle, like, you know, pejoratively, for the acknowledgement of the few people who like what you do authentically, that like when you show up and you do your thing your way, that's better. And that number can grow, and it's better to grow that number slowly than to go viral for something you don't care about and then be beholden to constantly doing something you don't care about because it's the only way for you to keep attention. And so that's a trap that people fall into all of the time, and it ultimately makes them hate their dream, and so that praise ends up being a dream killer too if it's not you really doing what you want to do on your own terms. Because that's the key, my friends, is doing things on your own terms. I mean, that's the end game, right? That's what pursuing a dream or pursuing your passion was supposed to be about. It was about doing it your way, not the way that people will accept. So that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, and I wanted to like open it up to you guys. Question of the day: do you feel that follow your dreams, follow your passion is bad advice, and that the more practical advice would be that you have to work toward anything that you want? And you have to do it consistently. Because I think it's too easy to say follow your dreams. I think it's too easy to say follow your passion. I think that people are too lazy to apply context and specificity to that. And I think that part of it is they don't know how to. I mean, so I want to just know kind of like if you agree with that or if you disagree with that, let me know in the comment section. Guys, you know, comment on this in SoundCloud. If you enjoyed it, please leave a 5-star rating in iTunes. It helps people find the show. And remember, show notes are in the description with all the things that I referenced here. Start with Why by Simon Sinek. It's a great book to help you kind of get a perspective on your motives and your intentions behind what you do and challenge yourself. I think it's a great book. Definitely check out our awesome creator of the day, Crystal Joy, and her animation and vlogging channel. I'll also link up some other references and things in the show notes that might help you if you're struggling with finding your passion or aligning it to a practical way to execute on it, because I think those things matter. I also think that mentorship can be an important component of being able to effectively pursue your passion, and that's why I started Awesome Creator Academy. If you're looking for a group mentoring program, you need support, and you want to be a creative entrepreneur of some kind, then I encourage you to join this private mentoring program that I'm doing. So that will be linked up in the description down below. You can also go to awesomecreatoracademy.com and just kind of see what it is that we're doing there with this membership group. It is a paid monthly membership if you're interested, but we'd love to have you. And one of the things that I love about this is that we get together once a month and we do mastermind calls where we actually work through the problems of the people who show up on the call. We let them say what their successes are, what their challenges are, and then collectively as a group, we give some perspective and advice. And again, throughout the day to day, we also do some group discussions and challenges and just support each other, because it's hard to do this stuff. It's hard to be a creative. It's hard to be an entrepreneur. And if you want to go fast, you do things by yourself. But if you want to go far, you go together. And so that's where I just want to leave things off on this show. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget, go out there and create something awesome today. Take care.